Would you like to work closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance? Then Bellisio Foods is looking for you. That's right. Bellisio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Bellisio Foods is a company that truly values their employees. Apply online at BelisioFoods.com/careers.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome. We are not in the studio.
We're not in the studio.
Wait, we got to share a mic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're not in the studio.
No.
We are at Park's Edge Event Center.
Yes, and I am with my good friend Matt Wilson here today, and we are live, believe it or not, at the Foothills Arts Festival, which kicked off with kind of a gala last night, but open to the public today, correct?
Yes, we had our artist reception last night. It was a fantastic event, catered by Downtown Treatery. It was great. We sold some art, we mingled, it was great.
So you ate, drank, and were merry, right?
100%. I tried some wine. Dorothy Reepinoff was making me try some reds. It was good. I've never had it before, so.
Wine?
I've had sweet wine, but not red wines.
Oh, honey, we got to get you in the land of the living when it comes to wine. We'll talk about that after the show.
Yeah, yes, for sure.
Well, no, Matt, so we are here, and I'm looking around at all the beautiful art, and I purposely don't, walk around ahead of time just so that I can be surprised by and look forward to seeing all the stuff. But we are standing here in front of the stage, which means this is kind of where the winners are. And we'll get to that in just a minute. But I wanted to ask you kind of the specifics of this year's festival. How many years has it been going on?
This is the 41st year for the Foothills Arts Festival.
I can't believe it's been that long.
It is. It started at a winery, and it moved to Canner's Cave, and now we're here. So.
Yeah, and you know, while Canner's Cave is a perfect venue for something like this, and especially this time of the year, because it's the most beautiful time of the year out there. Sometimes it's a little bit harder for people to get out there, so this at Park's Edge is a little bit closer venue for people to get in and out of, and handicap accessibility and all that. Yep. So, all right, so about how many pieces of art do we have this year?
We have right at 200 pieces this year, which is a little lower than we usually have, but it's the quality over quantity. Like, we have some really good pieces this year, so I'm happy with it.
Well, very, very good. And I know that you have artists from all over the place that enter this, as it's been going on for 40 plus years now. So it's definitely become synonymous with one of the, you know, the biggest art festivals around. So where all are people coming from?
Of course, we have people from Jackson. We have a lot of artists from Chillicothe. We have people from Bainbridge, Rock Ridge. Trying to think of all the places that we entered pieces from today. Some from Columbus. We have a couple from Huntington. I mean, it's all over the area, so it's good.
That is super duper cool. All right, so what we're going to do this morning is give you a kind of an hour-long presentation in case you can't get out here. Number one, the best way for you to see this art festival is to see it in person. That way you can buy some stuff while you're here.
Yes.
But also we're going to give you a taste of it if you can't be here in person. We totally understand that as well. So up on the stage are some of the winners, and you and I were talking about that ahead of time. So can we kind of just go down the row and show some of them if Mr. Yes. Dillon will kind of pan in there? So let's start with this. I don't know what that is.
So this is our U3D winner. Her name is Maya Dummett, and this is a resin
scary thing.
It's titled Kin Dingin. I think that reference is above my head, but it's a cool piece, and it's kind of like a werewolf with multiple arms. Mm-hmm. It's very cool. She's a student here in Jackson at Jackson High School.
I have to say, we were talking about this yesterday, about how hard it is to do hands.
Yes.
And she's got now six hands to have to deal with and a pair of feet, and she nailed it.
100%. As soon as the judges saw it, they're like, oh, that's really cool and different. Yeah. So it was a clear first place for, oh, sorry, I got the name wrong on that. That's Kerrigan Wilson, not Maya Dummett. Okay. Maya Dummett's our next one. This is Kerrigan Wilson's piece. She's also in Jackson at the high school. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Okay, let's move on down.
So this is our Youth 2D first place winner, Maya Dummett. It's titled Untitled, and it's an amazing pencil drawing. One of our judges wanted to buy it, but it is not for sale. So he wanted me to try to talk her into selling it to him, but I haven't seen her yet. So it's an amazing piece. To be in high school and to be able to draw like that is great.
When you said that both of these are high school people, yeah. I'm like, oh God, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, she draws people better than I will ever be able to in my entire life. So it's fine. It's fine.
It's all fine. And that means that's girl fine, not like fine.
Exactly. Right.
We had this discussion yesterday when we had the girls on for the pink party. Girl fine versus fine.
Yeah, 100%. Yes, fine is fine. Girl fine is...
No, fine.
It's not okay.
It's fine. One of those, yeah. Yes. So, okay, well, let's keep on moving. I love this one.
So this one is our first place professional 2D. Her name's Bev Riley. She's from Chillicothe. It's called Red Dress Run. And I didn't get the reference because I wasn't sure what it was like referencing.
Okay.
So we looked it up, and it is a portrayal of the Red Dress Run that happens in New Orleans, and they have it every year. I guess it started in 1996, and it's for charity. If you run it, you have to be in a red dress. So
I was going to say, I see, if you look, and I don't know if you can see it by our shot there, but I looked up and I was like, okay, what's going on here? But I saw Bourbon and St. Anne. So yep. I'm like, okay, this must be a New Orleans thing.
Yep. And it's funny because I had multiple people last night ask me if that was me in the front there.
That crossed my mind as well.
And I'm like, no, but thanks, I guess. I mean,
It totally could be.
I've known to wear a hat backwards, and I've been known to wear a dress once or twice, so it's fine.
Well, we'll just have to see if red's your color.
It's not.
It's fine to wear red.
It's fine.
No, I think that is really, really cool. And I love that. And, you know, it's just quirky like New Orleans.
100%. And I love the way that she kind of color blocks for shadows, and it's, you know, kind of loose, but it still gives an emotion there. So it's good.
Now, is that a local artist?
She's from Chillicothe. Okay. She actually helps run the pump house in Chillicothe. Oh. So she's all in art. So, yeah, she's good.
Perfect. All right. So we're going to head on down now to what is the judge's choice for best of show right here at the Foothills Arts Festival. And it is a painting of my corgi Olive.
Close. It's a fox, but it does look like Olive. It does. This is an oil painting by Dwayne Campbell. He is local here to Beaver. And just an amazing piece. The lighting in the background and kind of the softness, and then the fox is just amazing. When he brought this piece in, he came down those stairs, and I instantly was like, that's an amazing piece. I love that.
Yeah.
And the judges felt the same. Like, as soon as they saw it, they couldn't stop thinking about it. So it was a clear choice for best of show.
And I have to say that as I walked in and I kind of took a little spin around, that was the one, not only because it doesn't look like my corgi, it does a little bit, because that's the whole joke. Corgis look like foxes, but, I just wish, I don't know if it shows up here, but that fox's face, the eyes, it like looks like you can totally pet it. It is this, the detail of the way its mouth is like kind of half smiling. Like it is insane.
Yep. It is so good. Like the eyes, the little hairs on the muzzle, whenever you get up close to it, like it's amazing. Every single time I look at it, there's something that more that I appreciate each time I look at it. So
Very worthy of best of show. Yes. I would definitely say that. Okay. Yes. Love that. It's just so striking.
Yep.
Okay. So we're moving on down now to something a little bit different, a little different style, if you will.
Yes, so this is our first place 3D winner, the Sean Gentry. It's called, it's like Automon, Ton, I'm not sure. I'm going to butcher the name, so I'm not going to try. But it is a resin and I think some found pieces. It's cool. The judges really liked it. Like, it was another one of those pieces that was kind of like so much different from the rest in a kind of striking way. It's great.
You know, and if you don't know, Sean is our local art teacher at Jackson High School.
Yes, he is the art teacher there, and he's had a show up at the Marquee, and he's a great guy. I'm going to try Automaton Marionette.
We're going to go
We'll try. Sorry, Sean. he's our first place professional 3D.
Very, very cool. And it is a very, very cool piece. All right. So the next one wigged me out just a little bit. I don't have to mind telling you that there's a mouse involved. So, but it is cute.
It is very cute. When it came,
but, you know.
When it came in, I thought it was very cute. There was a couple of the women that were helping me do registration, and they didn't want to touch it. So I get it. But it is a testament to the skill that went into it. So it's great. It is our first place 3D amateur winner, Angela Pinson. And it's a wool-kneaded, I don't know how she really makes it, but it's made out of wool, mouse.
It is so lifelike.
It's so cool. And like, if you get up in there, the petals are even wool. Like, she made the petals on those flowers.
Okay. So I was going to ask you, what are those real flowers and, or like, please tell me she didn't make those, but evidently she did. So, they look, so real.
So real. And the little centerpiece of the flower I don't think she made, and the stem I don't think she made, but the petals themselves are wool and the mouse is wool, so it's just amazing. Like, that mouse has so much character to be so small. She usually does things on a 1/8 scale, but like, that's a life size scale because, yes, you know, mice are so tiny. But yeah, she's great.
I feel like he's like, hey guys, look at me.
Yeah, like, hey.
I'm just chilling up here on some echinacea. It's fine.
It's fine. I'm on stage. I'm better than you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Sassy Mouse.
Yeah.
No, so it's so funny that, so you have all of these winners here, but all of them are so unique and such different styles.
Yeah, it's crazy. We have wool felting. We have a little bit of 3D resin. We've got oil. We've got acrylic. We've got pin. And then we've got more resin. Like, it couldn't have been a better display of what the show actually is, because we have so many mediums. And like, that's what really makes Foothills great, is that we have so many artists that are specialized in so many different mediums. So this is a good representation of that. So.
All right, very good. Well, now you know the best. Let's see the rest of the best, because seriously, there is some amazing, amazing artwork here. So we're going to try to move around here and not trip over any cords or anything.
Okay.
And so Dylan here is going to back up a little bit. This could get quite entertaining, folks, because we do have some cords here.
It's fine.
And it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. And our good friend Eric is here, of which we have not. We tried to have him on the show the other day, but I know you're going to have this hard to believe that I blabbed too much to my guest, and then we ran out of time. So we will have Eric on the show at some point and introduce him. But he has come and volunteered to kind of help us move some stuff around as well.
Okay.
So, all right. So we are. So. Number one, okay, let's talk about the art festival in general.
Okay.
What are the hours? Who can come? Is there money to get in? Like, tell us about it.
It is open to the public, free of charge. We will be here Friday 10 to 7, Saturday 10 to 7, and then Sunday 12 to 5. And then it all comes down on Sunday at 5. It all comes down in a very quick motion. It happens very fast. But, no charge to get in.
Oh.
I'll be here 10 to 7 today, tomorrow, and then 12 on Sunday. So come see me.
That's exactly right. And, you know, you have the opportunities to support local artists. You know, everybody doesn't have to buy their art on the internet. Like, you know, you have, these are all one-of-a-kind pieces, and you just, and very reasonably priced. You know, it's just super-duper cool to have some of this stuff right here in our own backyard. So, all right, well, let's head around, and I don't know, do we have these things kind of categorized, or the pieces? Okay.
So, this section here is the rest of the professional 2D on inside these bays.
Okay.
Cool. And then we have our amateur 2D in these bays, and then the rest of the categories are kind of scattered about. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's kind of start in here, and Dylan, if you want to just kind of, you know, pan around as we're talking, that way everybody can kind of see what Matt, and Matt can go through, you know, some of the pieces.
Yeah, for sure. This bay is one of our professional 2D bays, and we've got a variety of things. We've got some photography, we've got some watercolor, some oils, some enhanced photography, and then the here behind Dylan, and he'll eventually get panned around there, is a piece that is
So cool.
Found objects. And it actually won. So we have another award outside of first, second, third of all the categories.
Okay.
We have a Patricia Best Ely Memorial Award. And it is in memorial of Patricia Best Ely. And this piece won it. It is Rhonda Binkley for the Black Box. And it's actually really cool. Once Dylan gets over there, I'll go over and kind of do what it does, but super cool, very different than the rest. I'm going to go over and do things to it, so you talk while I do it.
Okay. All right. So Matt is kind of showing us here. So, oh, okay. You're not allowed to touch artwork, Matt.
I am. So yeah, like they open up and each little box has like a little story and different things inside. So, and that's why the judges thought that it, because this is like the most creative award. It doesn't technically have to be like the most skillful, just that there was creativity that was in it. But I mean, it's pretty skillful. I don't want to say that it doesn't have to be, because it definitely is. But it was what they've deemed to be one of the most creative. So,
yeah. That is super duper cool.
Yeah.
And fun. You know, it's so whimsical.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the next bay here.
So here we have, again, our professional 2D. We've got some photography, some oil, some enhanced photography, more oil. You just never know what you're going to get from this show.
I love the fish.
Oh, the fish is fantastic. That is an artist from Chillicothe named John Victor. Super nice man. He loves to travel and camp. And, you know, he every single time he comes into registration, he has a story about being on top of a mountain when it's snowing and being, you know, being stuck or, you know, just amazing. And like, he paints from those experiences. So it's actually really cool.
And there's a moose.
Yeah. The moose, like from where we're standing, that moose looks like a photograph, right?
It is, isn't it?
No, that's a paint. That's a
shut
painting.
Up.
Yeah, like you need to get up in it and see that. I'm pretty sure it's oil, but it might be acrylic.
What?
But I think it's oil on, like maybe wood block maybe, but yeah, it's amazing.
I just assumed that someone got that close to a moose.
Yeah. I mean, it would be dangerous to get that close.
Yes,
to a moose.
It would.
But yeah, I mean, it's one of my favorites. The same person has, it's Brandy Stump. And I had never met Brandy before this year. And I mean, she's amazing. And she's got a couple other ones over here that I think you'll like.
Mm-hmm.
Another moose, a couple horses, so I think you'll like it. Yeah, and then let me see what we got in here. Yeah, so we have the piece over there. It's kind of like a collage of like different leaves, which is kind of cool. And then another oil from the guy that did the fish, John Victor. He did the little piece here in the middle. And then this is like enhanced photography, so from James Shirey.
Super duper cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's keep on moving because this is, it's just so much fun. I'm like a kid in a candy store here. And again, like you're seeing all of this art and every single piece is so different. It's so great. All right. And okay, so I'm looking down at the pumpkins or the gourds. But before we get to that, what is going on here?
So that is from our local Ethan Michael.
That figures.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to see bright colors, kind of crazy imagery, it's going to be Ethan. And that one, I need to see the title of it, because then it will explain what's going on. So give me a second.
Okay. He's looking.
It's Black Sheep Rising.
Uh-huh.
I know it's something musical, but yes. I don't know exactly. I'm not up on my stuff, but I know it is something musical. But it's an amazing piece. Like, I love bright colors. And
me too.
So it's something to catch your eye. So
good.
Yeah. Wait till you see the new brewery.
I cannot wait to see the new brewery.
If you like bright colors, you're in good shape. All right. So Dylan, if you would pan back around there and let's talk about a couple of other pieces on that same wall.
Yeah. So we've got another watercolor there in the middle. And then the pumpkins are very striking.
Okay. So tell me, is that a photograph?
It is, but it is digital art. So I think he started with a photograph and then he went in and enhanced it and did some digital things to it to make it pop. But that
caught my eye when I walked in also.
Yeah. It's just one of those pieces that you're like, that is, you don't see pumpkins like that, but like, you know, it's a pumpkin still. So it's cool. Just kind of bending the reality of what the picture actually was. So it's cool.
Very, very good. And then we have a couple of smaller pieces there on the end.
Yes. So the bottom piece is from Patrick Sims. He's from Chillicothe. Mm-hmm. He's an amazing oil painter. And then the piece above it is a wood burning piece from Ethan Michael as well. His wood burnings are always super cool.
Super cool. And actually Ethan's going to play at our pink party on Portsmouth tomorrow. So play music. So not only is he artistically talented in that manner, he obviously is a great musician as well. So I want to give him a shout out and thank him for that. I called him my cousin card.
I love that.
Hey, cousin, I love you.
I love you. Can you come play music for me? We had our artist reception last night and we were like getting everything set up and I was like, I should have made you bring your guitar.
I know.
And you could have just sat on stage and just played and had music. So he said next year that he'll do it. So I don't have a cousin card, but I do have, I'm president of Shack and he is on my board. So
if you need me to pull a cousin card, I can do it once a year.
Okay. I will use your cousin card next year.
Okay. Very, very good. All right. So I am cracking up because a while back I watched this, documentary on Netflix and I like literally sat and squalled and my husband made fun of me. Mm-hmm. But it was called My Octopus Teacher.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen it or mm-hmm. not. It is okay, Netflix, watch it. It is the most adorably sweet and emotional documentary. It's about this guy that basically had some hardships, whatever, started diving, met this octopus.
Yeah.
And they became like friends and he watched her through like her life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, it's like, ooh, yeah, it was really, really cool. But so we have an octopus here, which is that's like immediately came into my mind. And that is such a cool piece. And I'm not sure what kind of medium that is.
So that is paper casting. And once we get over to some of the other bays, I'll show you. So she entered the paper casting like this, but then the cast itself is also a piece. So what she made it from is like the relief is over there. So we'll see that here soon. And that is from Kaylee Norman. And it's a great piece. You don't see paper casting a whole lot. Like,
yeah,
I think
that's why I had to ask you what it was.
This is my third year doing it. And I don't think I've seen paper casting yet. So I was really happy to see that. So it was really a really good piece.
Love that. Okay. Let's see. We have a couple of other pieces here.
Yeah. So we have, this big colored pencil of this boy. is from Ginger Back. She won our Best of Show last year with a piece, and our People's Choice. I mean, just amazing talent. I mean, it's colored pencil. I mean,
it's very lifelike.
It's very lifelike. She said that she took a picture of this person because she wanted to draw him. So this is okay. The result. Yeah.
He's her muse.
Yes. And then this one here on the end is Brandy Stump again, the one that had the moose over there that was so lifelike.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think that's like a cow nose. I mean, I don't know if it's cow or if it's horse, but it looks like a cow, right? I'm not up to date on my livestock, so.
It took me a minute to figure out what was going on there, but yes, that is, yes.
Yeah, yeah, and it's reflection trough, so, I mean, you know, you can see a little bit on the muzzle there, like water coming down. It's just a cool piece.
It is super, super cool, and basically if a cow was looking at its reflection in the trough.
Exactly, and it's pastel, and like, pastels are beyond me. Like, I can paint and I can do different things, but pastels I've never been able to manipulate, and there's just appreciation for me for that. So
huge. And the fact that her pastels look like photographs is just, it just blows my mind. Yeah. So we're just gonna give kudos to her, because, you know, cool.
We can go into this one here.
Okay.
Sorry if that
no, you're fine.
Messed up wires. So this is our amateur 2D, one of our amateur 2D bays, and I mean, we have professional and amateur categories, but some of the amateurs are just so good that, you know, you can't really tell the difference between the two categories sometimes. Yeah. But there's some really amazing pieces in this bay. We have the Jaguar over here from Pamela Conley. That's an oil painting. One of the judges kept saying that it looked like it was, you remember those Elvis velvet?
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like a velvet painting almost.
Yeah, and like,
it's so soft.
The fact that she could get it that soft is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then we've got a little stained glass clock.
Love that.
And that's super cool. And
hey, for someone that likes bright colors, I'm digging this this piece here. So what's going on here?
So that is a woven piece. I need to get in to see what the name is on it. Give me a second.
Okay. I think that's just really, really cool.
So that is from Mary Goss, and it's a hand-woven piece. And it is super cool. Like, just the way that the colors gradiate down, and
oh wow,
but it keeps it. It's cool. And you don't have a lot of people that like hand weave very much around here anymore. So it's just another one of those things that like we are so talented in this area. So
I think I feel like people don't understand how talented folks are here in this area.
Yeah, I think it gets overlooked sometimes. Unless you're in the community, mm-hmm. like, you just don't know the extent. And I mean, even I don't know the extent sometimes, because, you know, I don't know everybody, but it is. It's great. And there's several artists this year that I had never met, like the Brandy Stump.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't know her talent until this year. Now I do, and I hope she enters more things, and, you know, hopefully we can get her in the Marquee at some point. So
yeah, that would be fantastic. All right, cool. So where are we going to go from here?
If we can pop into this one.
Yeah.
Some cool pieces here.
We're jumping over cords. It's fine.
So in this bay, we have several cool pieces. The first striking one there at the back is another Ethan Michael.
Of course.
Of course. And he told me that this kind of, there's a lot of elements in this that represent his grandmother, and because she lived in Arizona.
Lorraine, yes. Mm-hmm. And so it's so funny because, of course, she was my, I guess, step-grandmother, but she was my grandmother as well. And he and I always talk about, when we think of Lorraine, what do you think of? Because she lived in Arizona. And I saw one of his pieces at the Apple Festival last year. I said, my God, that makes me think of Lorraine. And he said, why? And I said, turquoise.
Yep.
Because she lived in Arizona. She always bought me turquoise pieces. This is why I love turquoise to this day. and she always had cool turquoise on. So as you can see, here we go.
Yep. It, you know, you have the landscape that is very, you know, Southwest. And then on the borders on top and bottom is, it almost looks like a turquoise setting bracelet or something. And when he brought it in, he said that, you know, it's very much, he sees his grandmother very much in that. And I was very close to my grandmother, so I can appreciate it. So I thought it was a super cool piece. And again, I love the colors and it's great. And I think it's acrylic on wood.
So here's what people don't understand about Ethan, not to keep harping on the Ethan thing. Cool cousin. But he wood burns all of this stuff. So this art is actually burnt into the wood and then he paints over top of it. Like, this is insane stuff.
Yes. Just the process of figuring out how to do it is amazing, let alone putting it in practice and then, you know, coming out with something that looks absolutely amazing. So he's one of my favorites in the area, so for sure.
Very cool. And behind Dylan there are two pieces. I assume those are by the same person.
Yes. So this is actually a series of four pieces. So on the left side that Dylan is looking at now is two of them. And on the other side of this bay is the other two that is part of this series. And these are from Rhonda Binkley as well. So we saw her piece that was the black box that got the Patricia Bessili Award. These are from her as well. And she was speaking with Cora a little bit last night at our artist reception. And if I'm not mistaken, they're kind of a take on Little Women.
Okay.
Maybe. I think I might be getting the reference wrong. I can't remember. Last night was a very long night. but no, they're super cool. And yeah, they're just different. And I love different. Like, it may not be what everybody's cup of tea, but it is. It's awesome. I love it.
I noticed as I was walking through the color of these two that Dylan's showing right now, and they're just gorgeous and vibrant.
Yeah, this the one to the right here that Dylan is looking at is my favorite of the four, I think.
Uh-huh.
But I love color, and it just, I mean, they tell a story amongst all four of them, but that one I feel like has more to say, so it's good.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that. All right. Well, I see another fish, but I'm following you.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to hurdle over the thing here.
I'm trying to get all my favorite pieces in along with our cord situation. So,
okay.
So this bay is one of our amateur 2D bays as well. And it has some of the, like, my favorite pieces in the show.
Okay.
So we've got some oils, we've got some needle felting with wool, we have some colored pencil, just a very eclectic again. This bottom one down here, this barn, is an oil painting from Dwayne Campbell, which is the guy that won Best of Show with the Fox.
Okay.
It's amazing, like the shadowing of the snow and stuff. I'm my personal collection, I don't have any barns. I like a little bit weirder stuff, but I can appreciate the skill and the talent that goes into that. And then we've got this needle felted sunflower with this butterfly.
I'm digging that like a lot.
Yeah, so that's Angela Pinson from Wellston.
Uh-huh.
She was also the one that did the mouse that won the 3D category for the amateur. This piece is acrylic on canvas by Angela Locke, and it is just so striking. The red, it catches you every single time. This is another artist that I had never seen in the show before, so it's just very cool. And then, so this is another needle felted piece.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Sunset Over Poppies. It's from Angela Pinson as well. It's just an amazing. Yeah. Like,
wow.
How do you even manipulate wool to be like that?
I don't know.
And so then our second place winner for the amateur 2D is from Sullivan Potter, which I had never met Sullivan before this year. And it's a graphite, you know, and it's cool. It's just a little hodgepodge of everyday. I think the piece is called The Bare Necessities. So That's not
what that makes sense.
That's not what's in my pockets. Those are not my bare necessities, but everybody's got their own life to live. So, but it's so cool. It's super cool. It's realistic. It's not realistic at the same time. There's some, you know, but it's very, I love that piece. It's just one of those.
That is awesome.
And I love that it's framed, like it's matted red. Like it kind of gives something to it. Again, color, you know, all the color.
We should not hang out because the world would be a much brighter place if we decorated it.
Yes, 100%. This one here is one of my favorite pieces in the entire show. It's the, I've got to look at it because I've seen so many names. From Kathy Bates. It's an oil painting. And there's just something about it that
Isn't there a play going on at the Marquee about her this week?
You're right. Yes, Misery. Yes, let me plug
nice that. Segue there.
Yes, we have Misery coming next weekend at the Marquee. No, but it's just, I don't know, there's something about it. I've been wanting to get into oils for a long time, and I think this like really portrays kind of like why I want to, like the lights on the car. I don't know. It's just, it's a very simple piece, but it's a very skilled, very awesome piece.
Love it.
So. Let's move on. This one here, this cardinal.
This is hilarious. Yes. Like, because you can totally see this happening, like in your window.
100%. So when, she brought the picture in for registration, and if you look on the back, how like the wire is like put on, I was like, oh, your wire's in the wrong spot. And she's like, no, it's oriented correctly. And then she's like, see, it's like, it's on perch and it's kind of doing a side thing. And I was like, oh, okay. I see it now, but like when I thought it was just upside down. but like, as you know, you see like cockatiels and stuff doing that,
yeah.
Like pets, but like I've never really seen like a wild bird kind of do that before.
For
so
sure.
Yeah, it's cool.
And that's a photograph?
It's a photograph, yes.
Wow.
Yep. Where do we want to go next?
I don't know. You tell us.
Okay.
I'm just following Matt here.
Let's go into some 3D stuff.
Some 3D stuff, okay.
So this is, I don't know.
I'll go over here.
Okay.
There we go.
So this is some amateur 3D pieces. And there's three kind of found object guitars that are hanging in this from D. Russell. And they're just really cool, you know, like you can just, he just picks up pieces where he sees them and gets inspiration,
yeah,
and then puts them together. And then over on the table over there, we have that blue jay, and that blue jay is from Angela Pinson that did the mouse.
Oh my.
And it's super cool.
So wool again, right?
Wool. Yes.
Oh
wool
my.
Again. Yeah. She's a master in it. This one actually has a little trick to it. So I'm going to go over here and do what it does. Okay.
Oh, he's going to do what it does.
What it does.
Matt, once again, you're not allowed to touch this stuff. Okay, now this is, oh God, there's electric involved. It's the moon.
So, I keep forgetting I don't have a mic. So, this is like a 3D printed thing that he's like put a light up in, and it's the moon. So, it's super cool. That is, hold on, I got to see the name.
That's the world's coolest lava lamp is what that is right there.
Yes, it is. Eric Siders, he is here from Jackson. He is an educator at the high school as well. I think he does science maybe. I don't know.
Dylan says yes.
I'm too old. He was not a teacher when I was in school. So, but Dylan said yes, he is a science teacher at the high school. So, very cool pieces. So, let's move to
okay.
another bay.
Let's back her up here. We have some over.
Yeah, we've got some here, and then we'll go okay. here, and then we'll go there.
Okay.
So this is another amateur 3D. Several different pieces in this. This one is found objects from D. Russell again. That coral-looking thing is a 3D printed piece from Eric Siders again.
Wow.
That boot.
Oh, I love that boot.
That boot is great. And it looks like it's bronze, but it's actually ceramic. So, like,
oh.
it's actually fired and glazed to look like that. So the fact that he got that much detail to make
wow.
it look like that's cool. It reminds me of, you know, whenever, like, back in the day, people would like cast baby shoes in like copper or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, like it,
yeah.
Bronze makes, your baby shoes.
Exactly. Yes,
yes.
That's what it makes me think of. And then we've got a little snail that's, again, Angela Pinson. She did some wool. And Eric Siders did the little heart. That's a 3D printed thing. And, like, it's called heart strings. And, like, there's each one of those little things are strings that's in there. So
that's
it's super
crazy.
Cool. Yeah. Just an amazing talent. I'm a 2D artist, so I appreciate the 3D because I can't do anything even remotely to that skill level. So, and then that piece is, I can't remember the artist on that one, but it's another woven piece.
Yeah.
And it's very cool. I appreciate the Foothills for the fact that we can have so many different mediums be showcased and be able to compete against each other. And so it's very cool.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to move over this way.
This way?
Yeah. That is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do the cord here.
Do a little wire dance here. So this is another amateur 2D bay, and we've got several different mediums inside of here, different like photography and acrylics and oils and stained glass.
That sugar skull thing is super cool.
Right? It is so cool. I wish that we had a way to like get it backlit,
because
like it would be so much
so
much more impressive. But yeah, like there's some really cool pieces here. Let me get in here and see. We've got a few pieces by Jill Neff that are in here because she is a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
So this piece here is hers, and I love the way that it's framed.
I was just getting ready to say this. You and I should not hang out very often. I was going to say the framing on that is so cool.
It's so cool. And like, I can just imagine it being in my home, like flat against the wall.
Yeah.
Because like the way we hang, it can't really be flush like that,
yeah.
But like it would be so cool to have that in my house.
Yeah.
And then she is also, she did the owl that's flying back there. She does a lot of bird photography, and like she will just sit for hours in a spot to catch these birds. And like she goes out every morning and does it. And she actually traveled, I think, somewhere in South America. And so she's got a couple of photographs that's in the show that is from that trip, and they're really amazing as well. I really like this piece down at the bottom. It's from Deborah Elliott, with the bubbles.
Yeah.
Like there's just something fun about it. And I was telling her about it last night at the artist reception. I was like, it's a piece that every single time I walked past, I was like, that's just fun.
Yeah.
It's just fun. And I like that. I like things that make me feel sad, but I also like things that make me feel happy. So.
Or just feel, yeah.
Just feel in general, yeah. 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 So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Awesome.
We have some youth over this
one. Oh, some kids stuff, or youth stuff, sorry. Sorry, kids stuff sounds stupid. All right, so we're going to go this way.
All right, so we've got some youth 2D and youth 3D in this bay, and the youth 3D is really cool. Some resin, some wood, like those ladders are really cool. I thought those were really cool.
I like those.
And some clay. This girl, I mean, she can't be more than like 8 years old, 9 years old. And she, like, these are like different foods that she made out of clay, and like some little mermaids. And
that's Kyra, right?
Kyra, yes, yeah. Yes. Is it glass? Kyra glass?
Yes.
And I'm excited because we have some promising youth that's going to be eventually in the amateur and the professional, and just kind of passing it on.
I'll say Kyra's a regular at the brewery.
Okay. Very nice.
Without drinking.
Of course. Of course. I mean,
she's like eight. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's very, I mean, I met her last night, and she is very nice. And
yeah,
she was very excited to get third place on her piece there.
Very good.
We've got some more youth over here. So we've got our second place winner here. It's Elliot Colley, and it's called Dusty Old Photograph.
It's cute.
Like, I like the perspective of the room that it's in, and It's a cool little piece. And then we've got like this cicada that's like,
ew.
Yeah, apparently this cicada was dead. So like there was no fear of it like jumping on the person. So because I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
And then we have this little like graphite picture of the person with the eye. Like that's a mouth with an eyeball in it.
Yeah.
I looked at that.
Weird.
I looked at that for like 3 or 4 days. And then when we had the judges in here, they're like, is that an eyeball in the mouth? And I was like, oh, it is. Because I thought it was just like a puffy eyelid.
That poor person's got some, they need some eye drops.
Definitely need some eye drops. There's going to need to be an antibiotic eye drop somewhere in there in the next couple of days. But that is Maya Dummett, which was our first place in 2D.
Okay.
So that's another one of her pieces. I mean, it's cool. It's thought provoking. It's, you know, I'm excited to see what she does in the next 10 years.
Absolutely.
And then this piece here is like a little Nintendo Switch by Christian Seitz. This is his first piece ever, and his grandma works at the Marquee with us, and he was so excited to be here last night and like kind of talk about his piece with the artists and stuff, and it was super cool. So I was happy that he entered and that he keeps cultivating the love of art and growing. So.
Very good. And there's another octopus.
And another octopus. Yes. Another octopus. It's going to make you cry.
I know. It's so sad. If you watch the documentary, you'll cry too.
Right. I mean, the older I get, the more I cry. And I don't know what that's about, but it's fine.
I asked my doctor. She's like, I don't know. It just happens.
It's fine.
It's all fine. It's fine, Matt. All right. Well, let's head on. Well, we kind of got ourselves messed up a little bit. So we're going to have to take a little bit of a walk, I guess.
Do a little walk and talk.
We'll walk and talk.
Walk and talk.
So,
do we need to go that way?
What
way do we need to go?
Which way do we need to go?
Oh,
straight. Okay. We're okay.
We're remote now. We're not connected.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Okay.
Here we go.
So let's go over to, okay. I want to do these pieces.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about these two.
Yeah. So this is from, he's local, but I guess he hasn't lived here for a while. Hmm. Shane Shanton. And it's wood and metalworking.
Super cool.
Super, super cool. It is one of the more unique pieces that came in, I feel like, because not a lot of people do woodworking, and when they do it, you know, they're building tables and, you know, things that are functional. This is purely, you know, decor and art, so I appreciate it a lot. And then this piece over here is a base that somebody took and kind of repurposed, and it's cool, you know, it's a bass, and like it's, you know, it's heavy and it's striking and it's very, very cool.
I love the pearls.
Yes. I would have never thought to do that, but I think it's a nice touch. So it's very cool.
It softens what could be something that's hard.
Exactly. Yeah. 100%. Yes.
Okay. All right. I can't move because Dylan's standing on my cord here. Okay. There we go.
We'll go over here. This is our professional 3D. Those two pieces were professional 3D, and this is the rest of the professional 3D.
Okay.
So this is another Ethan Michael.
Love that one.
And it's this wood-burnt fish that is just super cool. Like, the mouth, I think, is like the original kind of like wood knot that was in it.
Yeah.
But he's made it look like it's like a portal of teeth or something. So it's super cool. That's one of my favorite pieces that came in. And then this one is like an iron casting down with my ship. And so like, if you get close in there, you can see that it's kind of like a bronze or I don't know my metals. I have no idea. but it's like a woman and like, she's kind of like tied to this table and stuff. So it's another thought provoking piece. And then we've got some jewelry here from Angela Terry from Chillicothe. She always enters in some really cool jewelry pieces that she makes. So in the first octopus we saw, mm-hmm. the paper casting, this is the cast that it was made from that's on the table here.
Love that.
It's super cool. And like, first looking at it, you're like, I don't really know what it is, but then like you start looking at it, you're like, okay, there's the tentacles, because you're looking at it in reverse.
Yeah.
So it's cool. And then we have another Sean Gentry piece there. It's like a 3D printed resin, but like that's like a character from something that I cannot put my like nose on, finger on, not my nose, my finger. if you know anything about me, I'm terrible at those kinds of sayings. So like I'm mixing them up all the time. So, it's like, I don't know what that little critter is, but he is from something and I can't place it.
He's super cute. He almost looks like a gremlin or something.
Almost like a little gremlin. I don't know. I like the gremlins. I like that kind of stuff. So, and then the bowl that's over there is from Judy Walbacher from Chillicothe, and she blows glass. Like that is like she...
No.
I mean, I can't even
wow.
fathom. I can't even fathom no. the work and the skill and the time that it took to get to that level of being able to make something like that. But it's amazing. Like it was so good. Like the judges, when they were in here, thought we put it there to be like a decorative piece. And I was like, no, like that's another piece. And they're like, oh. And I was like, the fact that she's at the skill that you thought that we went out and like had a really nice, you right. know, piece is amazing. So
that's so cool.
Yeah. So, and she's a super sweet lady too. I love Judy. So, this was professional 3D. It was a little less pieces than the rest of the categories, but still the quality was fantastic. So
don't you just wonder like how do people get started with, you know, like learning all of this stuff.
Right. Like I wanted to start painting. So I kind of went and bought the stuff from Walmart, like cheap stuff and did it. That's accessible. Like how do you start doing glass blowing?
I just start making these beautiful, beautiful,
exactly.
exquisite bowls.
Like I wouldn't even know where to start. Like the equipment to do that, you'd have to have a facility. So, I mean, some people
Google it, I guess.
Google it. Google it.
I'm guessing you can't Google how to make that bowl right there.
I mean, I'm sure you could probably YouTube it. I YouTube everything, so.
I mean, why not?
Right. I'm sure there's a 5-minute craft on how, have you seen those videos, 5-minute crafts on Facebook? They're the most ridiculous videos ever, but they try to make you do things that just are not 5 minutes one, and they're not purposeful at all.
It's easy. It's fine.
It's fine. Totally it's fine. It's fine.
Oh my gosh. No, this is amazing. Yeah. So love this. And again, all of these pieces are just so very unique.
Yes. Yes. They are all very unique to the artist. And I can pretty much tell you who is who, you know, yes, I did have to look at the name tags a couple times. Don't count me on it, but I usually can be like, oh, that's an Ethan Michael, or that's a Patrick Sims, or that's a Angela Terry, or Judy Walbacher. So like they all have their own personal styles and skills, and I just love it.
But then occasionally somebody will throw you for a loop and you're like, no, that person doesn't do that kind of thing.
100%. That's how Angela Terry is. So whenever I started 3 years ago with the Foothills stuff, I only knew her as her jewelry, but like this year she only entered one jewelry and she's got several pieces that are like 2D pieces and they're just as good. Like, so it's, it's crazy that, you know, they have multifaceted skills.
Yes.
So it's very cool.
I just wish I had one skill.
You have skills. You have to have skills, right?
No, I got nothing. If running your mouth is a skill, then I got that, I guess.
I also have that.
This is why we're not allowed to hang out very often.
I know. I get invited like twice a year to the morning show because we can't get anything done.
No. It's just bad.
It's fine.
It's fine. So how are we doing on time, Dylan?
6 minutes.
About 6 minutes? Okay. What else can we visit while we're here, Matt?
Let me think. I don't know. I mean,
did we kind of do the whole tour?
We didn't do the front bays. If we want to go to the front bays, there's some good pieces. I mean, there's good pieces all over, but I mean, we didn't get to see those. So,
okay,
we'll go this way.
Oh no, here we go. We're going to walk and talk again.
Eric's got it. It's
Eric's
fine.
It's all fine.
It's all fine. We're going to do good. I'm not going to trip on these things.
No.
I may pick them up and do some jump rope. It's fine.
We can do double dutch, triple dutch. Is triple dutch a thing?
Sure. Did we see this one?
No.
Okay. So there's some pieces in here that I really like. So
okay.
I don't want to be in here.
Sorry. Yeah, there okay. we go.
There we go. Get it right.
Yeah.
Okay. So okay. This is another professional 2D, and we've got Patrick Sims here from Chillicothe with his corn. Mm-hmm. It's got the juice. Do you know the TikTok reference?
Maybe yes, not.
Okay.
I do.
It's old. It's an old one. Yes. It's fine. And then we've got John Victor over there with some rolling landscapes. That's the guy that camps and gets,
oh,
you know,
cool.
So I'm sure that's something that he's seen on his travels. And then here behind Dylan is another one of my favorites, this gorilla.
Love him.
Yeah. I think it's colored pencil. I'm going to have to look at the tag and see. But.
Okay. You go check it out, buddy. Because it is, again, very lifelike. It's just, you know what that thing, he's thinking.
He's thinking.
Or she,
yeah. They are thinking. And it's amazing. Yeah, it's colored pencil by Mary, I don't know how to say the last name, unfortunately. Sibula, I think it's Mary Sibula. And it's amazing. Like, I would hang it at my house.
Absolutely.
It may creep me out in the middle of the night when I'm going to the bathroom, but it's fine.
So I don't think, I just feel like they are not staring at me. I feel like we're in contemplation.
Right, right. We are just there. We're thinking about our day,
yeah.
What we've got to do,
yeah.
What we're going to eat.
Yeah.
You know,
Starbucks.
That's usually what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
And then this piece here is one of my other favorite pieces.
I love that one.
So Angela Terry that did the necklace that we were just talking about, that is one of her pieces, and it's a woven piece. So it's like embroidery. So if you get up in it, like it's super cool. When she brought it in, I was like, Angie, like that's so good. Ooh. Like, and again, like, cause I have really only knew her to do jewelry. And so that piece is just amazing. It's one of my favorites.
Very, very cool. Okay, we have a couple minutes left, so let's head on over. I see another moose, which makes me happy.
Yes, this is another moose. doing some dancing here.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
So we've got another moose. This is Brandy Stump. Again, looks like a photograph.
Yep.
Like, and it's just absolutely amazing. And then this picture beside it is a photograph from Pamela DeCamp. I think she's from like the Wheelersburg area.
Okay.
She travels a lot and she takes pictures when she travels and they're super cool. They're always really good. And then we have a Patrick Sims here. We've seen a couple of his pieces throughout. It's an oil cowboy doing his thing. And then in the middle there is another colored pencil from Ginger Back. So she did the curly-headed boy that was in the middle over here. This is like a veteran, and it's just a super cool colored pencil piece. So skillful. I can't even imagine to get to that point. And then to the right of it's another Patrick Sims. Again, really cool oil painting. Yeah. And then I think this one, tell me if I'm wrong, Dylan, is that another Pam DeCamp? Pamela DeCamp? Okay. Another photograph. And then to the right of it is a fun piece. It's another photograph, but it is some like little toy wrestlers that are on like a fence.
It
looks like almost like on an overpass or something.
Yes.
I just thought it was, you know, the thought that I'm gonna get these toys and I'm gonna go to this overpass and I'm gonna take a picture of them. It's just crazy to me, but it works. It works in a very cool way. So that one is Betsy Parker from Chillicothe. So yeah.
Well, very good. And how we out on time there? We good? Okay, 1 minute. Well, we got 1 minute,
Matt.
We
gotta wrap it up.
We made it.
Are we gonna dance?
No.
Phantom Mountain? No. Okay. Yeah. No.
Not at all. But no, let's go over one more time.
Yep.
Hours, how people can see the Foothills Arts Festival, where it is, all of that stuff. And we want to thank you so much for the tour this morning.
Oh, I thank you guys for coming down and doing it with me.
It's our pleasure.
It's our pleasure. No, we will be here 10 to 7 today, 10 to 7 tomorrow, and then 12 to 5 on Sunday.
Yep.
I will be here the entire time, so come visit me. Bring me food. Bring me a drink. I love Diet Coke from McDonald's. But and no admission. Open to the public. So if you don't have anything to do during your days this weekend, come here.
You know, then there's so much stuff going on in the city of Jackson tomorrow. You know, you have the Foothills Art Festival. You have our pink party on Portsmouth tomorrow as well.
Yep.
You have an event at the library. There's just so much. You can do it all.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, come in between. Come here while you're in between all of the events that you're got going on. I mean, we're going to be here, and it's, you know, free. I don't know what time the pink party is.
We'll be there. Well, same.
Day?
Yeah, all day.
Okay, all day. Okay, all day. And then I don't know what they're doing at the library.
Like a, what is it called? It's like a Comic-Con thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Buckeye
Furnace Fall Festival as well. So all kind of great things going on this weekend. And I mean, there's a million things going on. So, but you can hit them all, and that's the main thing.
Yep. Very. Yes. It's going to be great. We have a high school little. Hello. A high school field trip that's coming down from Chillicothe right now. So that's when you guys leave, that's what I'm doing. So.
Well, there you go. Well, we better let you get to it then. But Matt, thank you so much once again for giving us the tour this morning. It's been a lot of fun, and we hope you get out and see this in person. That's the best way. And of course, you can purchase a lot of this great art as well. So we will be back here back on Monday. So thank you for watching, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye, everybody.